Hi, my name is Kay. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
You're speaking to her.
Okay, I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I worked at as a cashier at Publix, and I got a letter from them saying that I qualified for unemployment. Because I had to, my health, and I couldn't keep up with the hours.
Okay, I just need your Social Security number, please.
420-988-2263.
Is this your first time filing?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I need to verify that Social Security number two more times.
Okay, 420-988-2263. And you want me to say it again?
You said 420-988-2263. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to open up an unemployment claim form for you, and
okay.
I just need you to answer the questions on the claim form. What's
okay.
your first name?
Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A.
Okay. Do you have a middle initial?
L.
And what's your last name?
Dixon, D-I-X-O-N.
Have you worked on another name?
I've been married previously, yeah.
Okay.
I've been married. This is my third marriage.
Okay.
I've been married 33 years, but it's my third marriage.
Okay. So the last name that you used, which name was that besides Dixon?
Shepherd, S-H-E-P-P-A-R-D.
Okay. And have you worked on another Social Security number?
No.
Okay. And what's your date of birth? 9/19/62. Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Some college.
How many years of college?
Oh, just one.
Okay. And what is your mother's maiden name, just the last name?
Miller.
M-I-L-L-E-R?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and do you have a driver's license?
I do.
Is it, what state issued your license?
Alabama.
And what's the driver's license number?
4689612.
Okay. That was 4689612, is that correct?
Yes.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit.
Yes,
which
ma'am.
Would you prefer, direct deposit or a benefits card?
Direct deposit.
Mm-hmm. You want that to go to a checking account or savings account?
Checking.
Mm-hmm. And it has to be a traditional bank. It cannot be a Chime account, PayPal account, or cash account. Can you give me your routing number and your bank account number, please?
26-227-5835.
Okay. And would you repeat that one more time for me?
26-227-5835.
Okay, thank you. And then the account number?
510-140-98166.
Okay, just for verification, I have your routing number is 262-275-835. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then I have your account number is 510-140-981-666.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your mailing address?
742 Salty, S-A-L-T-Y, Bottom, B-O-T-T-O-M, Road, Gurley, G-U-R-L-E-Y, Alabama, 35748.
Okay, so I have your mailing address as 742 Salty Bottom Road, Gurley, Alabama, 35748. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Is 256-776-2422 a good contact number for you?
Yes, ma'am. That's my home number.
Okay.
I do have an alternate cell number if you need it.
Let's see. What's your alternate number?
256-665-1307.
Okay. 256-665-1307.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. The first question, which of the following colleges have you attended? Berkshire, Colgate, Eastern New Mexico, Moore College of Art and Design, none of the above.
None of the above.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1997 Plymouth Neon, 1999 Pontiac Grand Prix, 2000 Acura, 2001 Isuzu Rodeo. I have never been associated with any of these vehicles.
I think I own the Grand Prix.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or a former association to you? Bessemer, Newmarket, Mobile, Albertville, none of the above.
New Market.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Okay. And what was the last day that you worked?
On November. I'm sorry. Got it on this letter. November 28th.
Okay.
And I started on 2/4/21.
Okay. Since this past Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, I've had shingles.
But
I don't know
you
if
would have been
that.
Able to work on Sunday.
This past Sunday?
Yes, ma'am. If work had been available to you, would you have been able to work on this past Sunday?
No.
Okay. So the statement says, in other words, since Sunday, would you have been able to work if work had been available to you? If conditions exist that prevent or restrict you from working on a job for which you are qualified, benefits can be denied until such time that you can provide proof that you are able to work. And so it gives a drop-down box so that you can give us
some... Oh, I'm sorry. I could work Sunday. I didn't... When I worked at Publix, that was one of the days I didn't work. I'm sorry. I was thinking about my job that I just left because I didn't work on Sundays.
Okay. Do you work for yourself on a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you registered to attend school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available to work all shifts in your trade or occupation?
Yes.
And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
20.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$14 an hour.
And do you get work through a union?
Do what?
Do you get work through a union?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
And what was your job title?
Cashier.
Okay. And is that the kind of work you're looking for?
That or a secretary. I was a secretary for a lot of years.
Okay. So if you had a choice, which one would you prefer?
Probably secretary.
Okay.
Try to work at home.
Yeah. So more like admin work?
Yes.
Okay.
And then, of course, cashier would be my second.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really enjoyed my job.
Sure.
They just have rules. Everybody has rules of being out.
Oh, sure.
Sad.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you get something you have no control over. Shingles are, I swear, it's been the awfulest thing I've ever had in my life.
I had it also.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Mine is on my head.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Girl, it has been driving me insane. The itching and, How long did it last for you?
Well, I had a mild case, so it was over in like 2 weeks.
Well, I'm on my third week, so.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting better. There's no doubt it's getting better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they put me on some kind of medicine to take.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get that shingles vaccine as soon as I can.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to go through this again.
Okay. So can you give me a phone number for Publix?
Oh, for Publix?
Yes, ma'am.
Let me see. Do you need the direct store or...
I need where
letter.
We can verify employment and other questions.
Okay. Wait a minute. I'll just do it with the letter. Okay, I'm sorry. Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's, 863 area code 688-7407.
Okay.
And it's got an extension, but I don't know if that...
Yeah, we don't have a space for the extension.
Okay.
So
okay.
I got 863-688-7407.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so you started there, you said
February 4th of 21.
2021.
Do you need my personal number?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
And then your last day was 11/28 of 2022?
Yes, ma'am.
And what city and state were you working in?
In, I guess they call that Owens Crossroad, Alabama.
Okay. Owens Crossroad, okay.
I know it's only 8 miles from my house.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, it was so nice.
Mm-hmm. So have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And so what's the reason you're not working there anymore?
Because of excess, I got pneumonia and then I got shingles and I guess you're not allowed to miss more than 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's why. Okay. All I know is I called them and told them, you know, that I had what I had and that it's going to take my doctor stated it'd be 3 to 5 weeks, and next thing I know, I'm not on the schedule anymore. So, I don't know. I don't know what to make of it.
So they didn't put the reason in your letter?
No.
Okay.
No. No, it just, the letter only says that, it just says, Dear Sandra, the subject is Notice of Availability of Unemployment Compensation. And it says, Our records indicate that you have been separated from Publix. In the state of Alabama, unemployment benefits are available to those who meet the requirements.
Mm-hmm.
So you may file a claim the first week that unemployment discontinues. And for general information about filing the claim, please call 866-361-4524.
Okay. So it said, did you commit the act your employer alleges?
Excuse me?
So it's asking you, do you agree with your employer about your absenteeism?
Yes.
And were there any prior warnings?
No.
Okay.
There was last year, I missed 2 days in a row, but that was, you know, it's every 6 months, I think, with the company.
So do you want to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld for federal income tax?
No.
I'm going to give you a 4-digit PIN number,
okay,
and then I'm going to read the closing statement to you.
Just a second. Let me get me
mm-hmm.
something to write with. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I've been wrapping presents. I got presents everywhere.
Mm.
I can't keep up with anything.
Mm.
Especially next. There's a. Okay. All right, I'm ready.
The PIN number is 6362. And the closing statement is going to give you information you need to know and also instructions you should follow.
Okay.
It says the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week.
Okay.
The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into their website at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so.
What now?
It's alabamaworks.alabama.gov. So you're going to log into their website or visit their career center and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits.
So I need to do that right away?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file by telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification.
That last four, seven.
7389. Okay. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week, which will be this coming Sunday.
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made.
Okay.
So, Ms. Dixon, we filed your unemployment claim form. Do you have any questions for me?
Is there a set amount that you get? Or
I think the base amount is $265 a week.
Okay.
Uh-huh. That's
okay.
The base amount. So,
okay.
Sure. You have any other questions?
No, ma'am. Thank you for all your help.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Call Center. You have a great day and feel better.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Okay. Thank you. Enjoy your family. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.